Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ATRT3 leadership meeting on the 27th of January, 2020. As we go through the agenda for today, just go through the roll call, if you will, Brenda.
Yep, I'll be happy to. Thank you, Pat. And attending the call today, we have Daniel, Vanda, Sebastian, Osvaldo, and Pat. And from ICANN.org, we have Jennifer, Nagar, Brenda, and technical writer Bernie has joined. And as a reminder, this meeting is being recorded, so please state your name before speaking for the record. And I'll turn the call back over to you, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. I know that we had mentioned from Cheryl last week that she had a back-to-back issue, so she may be a little bit late. Do we have any other regrets for today? Brenda?
I'm sorry, Pat. What did you say about Cheryl?
I was asking if we had any other regrets for today.
Oh, I'm sorry. No other regrets at this time, no.
Okay, thank you. All right, so do we have any SOI updates from anyone? Please raise your hand or type in the group chat. Seeing none. I know that we have had a mention from Sebastian earlier today to, in all of their business, to put a feedback or some feedback on translation, and we'll get to that after we go through the proposed agenda. So item number two, let's take a look at the preview of the agenda for Brussels. We can bring that up in the display window, please. And Jennifer, can you walk us through this morning or today?
Sure, happy to. So thank you, Brenda, for pulling it up on the screen. This agenda I worked with Bernie on, so it incorporates his input as well. And we can scroll past all the administrative things. There we go, schedule. Okay. So there is a note in red, as per usual, that the agenda items and times are subject to change because obviously this is going to depend on how each day goes, also the number of public comments received and how long each item might take. But the purpose of the 3 days is to review the public comments and for the review team to determine how to incorporate those comments into the draft report. So you'll notice the meeting starts at 900 CET, which is the Brussels local time, through to 1600. That's the same for each of the 3 days. As I've mentioned a few times, we're in the Brussels office, and the address is on the agenda there too, as well as on your invites. So after the administrative usual items on day one, which includes the review of the agenda and the meeting objectives, basically all of day one will be a review of the public comments. So you'll see their review comment analysis tool. So Bernie and I, or however we want to divide that up, can give an overview of the tool that is going to be used to collate the comments. It's a spreadsheet, basically, which notes all the comments that will be received, and the review team can use that tool to track the comments as well as each of the responses to the comments. So we can provide a brief overview of that, and then the rest of the day will be spent reviewing the public comments. Does that sound like a reasonable suggestion for day one before we move on to day two? Sebastian?
Yes, thank you very much, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I would like to suggest that we add one point. It's feedback of the participant about the various presentation that one or other have already or will give to ICANN groups first, and second, if they have their own feedback after listening to that to those call and bring that to the table too. That means any input from the participant. I guess it's also important. Of course, the main inputs will be from the public comments, but the other could be also useful. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. Pat, do you have any objections or anyone else to adding that to the maybe the beginning of the agenda on day one?
No, Jennifer, I have no reason to not want to have a review of the public presentations, but we should do that in the early portion before we actually dig into the public comments.
Sounds good. Thank you. So I can certainly update the agenda to incorporate that. Thanks, Sebastian. So let's move on then to day two, which is Saturday. So we're going to complete the response to public comments. So this section, we're going to actually, I guess I should introduce this. We're going to start on day one with, hopefully we'll get through reading all of the public comments. And then we can begin at the end of day one, just to get everybody in the mood for day two with preparing ATRT3's response to the public comments. And so that will take up day two. And again, that will hopefully be using the spreadsheet tool to go through each of the comments and work as to how we want to build in any edits to the document based on the comments there. So that is day two, finishing with a discussion on agenda items and the structure for the next, I should say, one day. I'm going to move on unless anybody has comments, questions about that. And Sunday, the final day. All right, so based on the past 2 days, there should be a discussion on how the review team wants to work in the coming, I guess, a couple of months from February to complete the final report. So basically determine that work approach and how to divide up the work. So that is going to be the morning of the third day, and then hopefully in the afternoon, we'll get a little bit of a review of the schedule and methodology towards Cancun, which will be the next time that the review team meets, which is just a couple of weeks away from February. Looking ahead to the Cancun meeting planning and the usual messaging coming out of the face-to-face meeting and update of the work plan. So hopefully that is a pretty well-rounded and busy 3 days. Any comments on the third and final day? Okay, great. So I think, and hopefully Bernie, sorry.
Daniel, who was that? Sorry, what? I did not put up my hand. Can I proceed?
Please.
Okay, it's Daniel for the record. Just to be a little bit sure, shall we have finished the review of all the respective comments within the respective 2 days? And if yes, I'm in support of having joint meetings such that we can be able to have the final draft of the report. But the question is that, are we going to have new timelines for making the final draft of the report? I would like to know more clarity on things such that we can have the report before the CANFOR meeting. Thank you. Back to you.
Bernie, your hand is raised.
Yes, I think I can handle, I can answer that for Daniel. Daniel, it's going to depend on what we get for comments and what we decide we're going to change. And that's the objective of the last day, is to map out the schedule about what we're going to produce when and when we're going to look at it. So hopefully, if things go well, we should have a final draft in the hands of everyone just before they get to Cancun. And in Cancun, we can review it and finalize it. But as I say, it's going to depend on the work that we get done in Brussels. Back to you, Pat.
Thank you, Bernie. Any additional questions? So Jennifer, the only question I've got is, as far as the, this is good as far as the daily agenda, what do we have, what night do we have a team dinner, or do we not have a team dinner scheduled?
Thanks, Pat. So good question. We're actually looking into options. We're working on getting a team dinner on the Saturday, or the first night, which is the Friday night. We haven't got the location or anything confirmed as of yet, but that's the plan. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And then we'd be free on Saturday evening, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, so thank you, Jennifer. Any other questions or concerns about the agenda? And because we will cover this in, with the rest of the team on Wednesday. All right, seeing no hands in the participant window or group chat. Yes, Sebastian, we're free to work on Saturday night. Very good. I think that we'll move on to the review of the agenda for Wednesday. So basically what we will do is we'll go through our typical agenda, welcome, roll call, any updates to the statements of interest, take a look at action items, new and closed, go ahead and review the agenda with the broader team, just as we did a few seconds ago. And then we will complete the accountability indicators, go through the any other business, and close with actions and decisions reached. Anybody like to add anything else to Wednesday's agenda? Sebastian says that that's good. Oh, I see no other hands in the participant window or anything in the group chat. So let's move on to any other business. Sebastian, since this is your topic on feedback on translation,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, thank you very much, Pat. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. First of all, I need to. I will be giving a presentation in French about ATRT3, and we try to organize it in the next 2 or 3 days to allow possible participation to comments, but it's coming to be very short. But we thought within at large that it was a good idea to have that done. And I spent my weekend to put together a French presentation in French. And then it comes to me that using the document done by ICANN, the translation, that there are few things that were, I will say, not well translated, not because it's a bad translation or bad translator, but because it's not fit really with what we are trying to say from my point of view. Therefore, I don't know how we can handle that, We need to find a way for that in the translation. I have just done that in French, obviously. I can't do too much other languages, except maybe in Spanish. But for example, one word, it's not the translation of review. It's translate, if I translate back, like a revision and not a review, the word it's revision and it's not revue. That means that it's our groups are doing reviews and not revision, and that's one of the items I can find out in this. And frankly, I don't know how to handle that. I just wanted to share with you. Since years, I am still struggling with this question of of translation, of interpretation, how we can enhance that. And as part of our work is to say something on that issue, I wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. It seems like there are two issues that you've got. Basically, there's a specific one around the French translation, which I think you feel like you're covered on that one for the presentation.
Yeah, the presentation is okay. I have done a presentation. It's a presentation. It's okay. I have no problem with that. It was more an information for all of you that I will be giving this presentation in French in before the end of this week, but it's done and I can share with you if you wish. There is no problem, but that's okay. Yes.
And the second one is in general, in terms of how do we take all of the languages and get closer to our intent, as opposed to setting maybe not necessarily improper, but misleading intentions of where we are and what we're doing. So I understand. So thank you very much for that input. It certainly has been a challenge for some time. So any other business?
Just Pat, to be Sébastien Bachelet again, and on the same topic, sometimes it's just one word with I consider not well translated. I just want to take another example. It's translated general revision and not holistic review. That means that the people who will read in French, I am not sure what they will understand. And I know that it's very difficult, the work that the translators are doing. And I don't know how to improve that. But thank you.
Thank you. I understand. I think that part of that problem also be based upon where the translator who speaks French is from?
I am not sure that's the deal. I guess my point of view is that a little bit like we are suggesting that there are a shepherd to recommendations, we may also try to find a shepherd or somebody they can ask what we really mean in writing something. Because writing, it's something, translating, it's and you know, very often when I do translation, it's quite interesting that I have to change my text in French when I translate in English, because it's easier to translate and more accurate in French, therefore. So the link between language is quite interesting. I will stop here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. I appreciate that. Yes, Bernie, please.
Thank you. Like Osvaldo has said in the chat, for the translator, it's very difficult to do an exact translation without knowing the background, nuances, etc. And that's exactly the point. I mean, a cold translation is what it is. And I think Sebastian is quite right that if there are people available and they are willing to work with the translators, then the translation could gain immensely in value, but that's not part of the process. And one of the reasons it's not part of the process is the timing. So, you know, that's one of the things that has to be considered. But I think Sebastian is absolutely right. When there is the ability to have that look at a translated document by someone who speaks that language natively, you know, it would be an interesting option. Maybe it's something we can look at. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Bernie. The only other item I had was, Jennifer, is there a list of, or a spreadsheet of when we have arrivals and departures for the Brussels event? When we've had other times, we've had people departing early on the third day, and just to get a feel for how we are bumping that up against our agenda, it would be helpful to know.
Thanks, Pat. I'm going to let Brenda answer that.
No está tu cable.
Hi, this is Brenda.
And el cargador, pero no el cable.
Let me mute Osvaldo. Okay, I think you muted. Okay, very good. Regarding a spreadsheet, so travel does not give me the information about when you are all traveling. I will need to send out an email asking you all to provide that information if you wish to have it shared, and then I will create the spreadsheet.
Very good. I will go ahead and send out a note to the list to send that to you, Brenda.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I can follow up for those, you know, who don't get that to me in a timely manner.
All right, very good. So I will.
Sometimes that happens.
I'll do that right after we get off of this call today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for that. All right, if there's no other business, then Jennifer, can you close us out?
Will do, thank you. So I took an action item to update the Brussels agenda to include the feedback from team members on presentations on the draft report. And then I believe the action item there, Pat, you're going to send a note to the list to ask people to share their travel information. Did I hear that correctly?
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. And that's it. That's all I captured. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's anything else, then I will close the meeting for today. And we'll talk to you all at 1100 UTC on January 29th. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. See you all. Bye.